wear that rubber bracelet?
I do.
All right. Your dad told me the story that when you started wearing that. I want to get your version of it too, because it sounds like a pretty cool story. You've been wearing it for several years.
Right? Yeah, I mean, I've had this on since 2011. I mean, it's from Dan Weldon's memorial service, and he was someone I grew up around, you know, idolizing and growing up around IndyCar racing. So to be able to see something like that happen at my age when it did happen in 2011 was pretty impactful. So I haven't taken it off since then.
How old were you then?
To be good at math.
12?
Ten or 11.
You said impactful, but I mean, that's bad impactful part of this job. I mean, did it just become a habit that you kept it on, and did that give you any pause about whether you wanted to continue on and do this?
No, I mean, it's part of the sport, and obviously race cars have gotten a lot safer over the years, but when you have something like that, because that was kind of my age, that was the first time that it happened that I could remember. Mm-hmm. So, and I was watching the TV, watching the race, watching the championship fight, and something like that happened. It's pretty impactful, but obviously it's part of the sport, it's part of what we do, and race cars are pretty safe, and obviously IndyCar racing is fairly dangerous, but anyway, no, it was just a part of my childhood, for sure.
Last week, there were some hot tempers after the race. Are you concerned at how people will race on Friday?
I can't be concerned about any of it because I've got a lot bigger fish to fry right now. I mean, I'm in the championship four. This is the biggest opportunity in my career, and at the end of the day, it's frustrating because I wanted to race our way in. I didn't want something like that to happen, and obviously that was just a racing deal, and I think everyone understands that. But obviously, hot tempers, that was their chance to contend for a championship, and I can understand anyone being frustrated at that point. Obviously, the way they handled it probably wasn't the cleanest, but you got to move on from something like that. I've got bigger fish to fry. I've got to figure out how to race Homestead, how to be three of the best in the Masters.
But you said the way you handled it?
No, the way the other guys. Oh. I mean, they wait around a trailer to come confront me after the race and threaten the crashes at Homestead. It's all frustration, and I think it's blind frustration. You just got to move on from it.
Do you think the racing will be clean and fair?
I'd like to hope so. I think the racing always has to be clean and fair, but everything's going to be hard to fight. But it's nothing I can speculate on. I mean, I just got to go do my best job and execute for a shot at the championship.
Have you talked to any of them since?
I reached out to Ben. I gave him a voicemail. Let's check the voicemail. So left him a voicemail. Basically just made sure that there's no intent for anything to happen with Mr. Racing deal. And I think he understood that watching his post-race interview, and I'd love to catch up with him this weekend because he and I have grown up racing together in Legends Cars and Bandoleros, and I would hate to see him think the wrong thing about something like that, but obviously it's a frustrating deal either way for those guys.
Typically a week goes by and cooler heads prevail. Is that what you anticipate here?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you can't think that they're going to be as hot as they were after something like that. So, but like I said, I've got bigger fish to fry this weekend and a lot more to focus on than something that's in the past. And I think that right now for me is impactful.
Did you guys been sort of typically cordial to each other in the past? You mentioned
that. Oh yeah, I mean, I always feel like drivers always have a go-to person to go sit next to. We're in driver interviews, and Ben was like the go-to person. We just sit there and talk with each other. Me, Ben, Justin Haley, and a few other those guys. And just talking to him about Winkos, and he's one of those guys. And obviously, we were in a pretty tight points battle. I mean, I had finished right behind him to get the tiebreaker, win the tiebreaker. So that was going to be a pretty hard fight all the way to the end. And Ben's a pretty hard racer, and I wish it would have been able to come out to that point. But like I said, he got to move on. And
do you think it'd be a little awkward if you start getting toward race day and you guys have a odd contact?
Race is tomorrow.
Race time.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see each other at some point. I mean, we'll be standing on the same stage waiting for driver intro. So,
I might have to find a new seat.
I'm sure. I'm sure we'll be able to talk, and I'm sure, like you said, cooler heads. You usually come out a few weeks.
What would it mean to win one for Brad there? I'd say.
I mean, to be able to win the championship for BKR in their final race, final shot of the championship for championship weekend. I mean, it'd be huge. I mean, there'd be a pretty big party in Statesville at the shop. So. No, it'd be a huge day for us, and I think we're more than capable of what happened. I know we're definitely the underdog, and I love that because who doesn't want to root on the underdog, right? I think BKR has brought great stuff to Homestead in the past. Tyler finished second there last year, beat out all the other contenders, so I feel like We have the equipment to do it. It's about me figuring it out and trying to get the most of it.
What are you going to do next year?
That's a good question. Still working on it.
Okay. You anticipate it being a mix of different things?
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to continue being as diverse as I have been in the past. I mean, I feel like that's been my hallmark. That's been something that makes me different than the young drivers I race against. I mean, to be able to say that I race and win races in multiple different disciplines and be able to do that throughout a year and contend for race wins in all those disciplines, it's been really cool and it's been a fun process to go through, and I love to see that out. But obviously, I committed myself to NASCAR racing this year. I left quite a few good opportunities in sports car racing to come to NASCAR, because at my age, this is the time to go NASCAR racing, and you gotta ride that wave as long as you can.
We gotta head down to the next one.
Cool. Thanks,
thank you.